with the Business Bunker.
Welcome to the Business Bunker show on this Tuesday, the 24th of March. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly annoying George Serkin.
I've actually been very diligent. Good morning, listener.
You've been annoying me.
Very diligent. He's been prancing in and out, changing levels on my show, listener. It's been very traumatic.
She's been shouting again.
Plus, I have a head cold.
She's been shouting again.
But don't worry, I've bought my Vic vapor rub. If anybody would like to assist.
Oh dear. The double entendres are always the best, aren't they?
Okay. Yes, I shall be sniffing throughout the show.
Okay.
Diligently. Cool. Who's our sponsor?
Today's show sponsor is the Federation of Small Business, Kent and Medway. And they've got some very exciting things coming up soon, which I'm going to tell you about as the show unfolds. But first and foremost, what you want to know about, and I'll give you some more details on this later, is there is an event tomorrow which kicks off the election season, as far as the FSB is concerned, with their first hustings meeting, and we'll go over it later. No, I'll tell you what, we'll do it now. Why don't we do it now?
We can do it now. Yeah. We can do it again if we want to.
Yeah, there's a hustings meeting that is taking place in Dover tomorrow. It's the Dover and Deal Hustings, organised by the Federation of Small Business. If you go into the Kent Business Radio website, to the community page, there is a link to the details there. But let me just run through what they are. It's a chance for you, the small business community, to put your business-related questions to the various candidates in the Dover and Deal constituency. And there are going to be ones of these running right throughout Kent leading up to the election. But tomorrow's is the first one. And the chairperson is Ian Collins, who's a BBC Radio Kent and LBC presenter. And on the panel will be Charlie Elphick, the prospective candidate for the Conservative Party, Claire Hawkins, the prospective candidate for the Labour Party, David Little, the prospective candidate for UKIP, Sarah Smith, the prospective candidate for the Lib Dems, and Jolyon Trimmingham, who is the prospective candidate for the Green Party. So there is a full lineup of candidates at the hustings, and basically you can go along, ask your questions, your business related questions, about those various candidates' policies towards small business in the constituency in Dover and Deal, and that's taking place tomorrow. The next one is scheduled for a week or so's time, which is Rochester and Strood. So if you look at the community pages on the Kent Business Radio website, we do have all the information as it comes out will be on there, so that you can find out what's going on and book your free spaces on there. And the whole thing is going to be recorded by BBC Radio Kent for broadcast, and we will be at some of them as well, recording for the Business Bunker show. So do get along to those if you want to influence your prospective next government on their policies towards small businesses.
Where did the word hustings come from? Because it suddenly sprung up, and I didn't really know what a hustings was. I didn't like to ask.
It's an old word. It's been in use a long time. I don't know what the entomology of it is, but
I don't know what entomology is.
Study of butterflies, obviously.
Yeah. Have you been watching Poldark?
No.
Have you thought?
I made Dory laugh with that.
It might be, though.
Yeah, it could be.
But have you been watching Poldark?
No, I haven't. No, I don't watch telly.
You're missing Aidan.
Am I?
Have you been watching?
Does he know
Hustings? Yes, I have.
Hold on. Sorry, I've completely lost the plot in this. You asked me what Hustings were, and then you've gone off on one on Cornish hunks. I mean, what's going on?
Well, you know, our lovely guest, not just Doreen, but also the fabulous David Cohen.
Yeah.
Has just told me what a husting is. He's Googled it.
Right.
A husting originally referred, Paul Andrews, to a native Germanic governing assembly.
Wow.
The thing, by metonymy. David, you've got me in right one here, haven't you? What does metonymy mean?
You can say that as well.
You'll have to. The term may now refer to an event such as debates or speeches during an election campaign where one or more of the representative candidates are present. The term is used synonymously. Go off some.
Oh, I like David. I already like him.
You can go off some, guess. I'm going to get this synonymously with stump in the United States. Is this true?
It's synonymous with being on
the
stump.
You can say it. Say synonymously.
Synonymously.
I hate it.
It's being on, in America, they call it being on the stump. Yeah,
really?
What we would have said, getting on your soapbox.
Yeah.
So you climb on a stump and you address the public. And that's what a hustings is. It's a public meeting of politicians. But I didn't know the entomology. Thank you, David.
No, you didn't. All the study of butterflies, apparently.
Absolutely, yeah, which is highly relevant.
It says here, David, that this page has some issues, and I would agree.
Yeah, well, not least of it, you just spat all over it.
I think I might have the dog's teeth in today, I'm
not
sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Woof.
Yeah, very amusing.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a nice fun start to the show.
Wasn't
That's
it?
That's cheered me up no end.
But I'm a bit upset that he hasn't been watching Poldark.
I don't watch TV.
Aidan Turner, darling. Aidan Turner.
Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from. Yeah. I understand.
There isn't a woman in any land.
I can see.
Woman in any land who don't like him.
Yeah.
But did you watch her on Sunday, Doreen, where she, you know, the one that's got the gormless face, the ginger, the redhead, the servant,
yes,
hangs her mouth open. She's
you're listening to the politically correct business market show in which we discuss gingers.
I love a ginger.
Yes.
She's trying to look sort of naive, but she just goes like that. Have you noticed?
Yes. That works on radio.
It's a bit, she hasn't quite got it right, but... she's very attractive and lovely, but the bit where she puts on the green dress and all bodiced in and strapped and laced up, which she gets into very remarkably on her own, no problem, and then they have a little, you know, tryst.
You're listening to Film 25.
And then he says, no, we can't do this because you're my servant, you're my wench. And then
are you going to do the whole series?
Yeah. Then she knocks on his roof.
If we knew
said,
this, we could all have gone home and left you to do the rerun of Poldark radio version.
Yeah. And then she knocks on his door and she says, sir, I cannot undo the back. It's back fastening. You see, of course, he has to undo all the lace. And you know,
I don't think we need to know any more than this.
He's overcome by lust.
Yeah.
And want to know is continuity. She got into it and laced it up herself.
What I want to know is how on earth we got onto this when we were talking about Hustings and the FSB.
I'll tell you how.
Oh, yeah, go on.
Because, A, I'm a Gemini, but B, you said you butterflies, you know, flip. But also, you mentioned it was an old English term. Have you been watching Poldark?
Oh,
you see my train.
Yeah.
My train. But did you notice that?
No, that's enough now. That's quite enough Poldark. Thank you very much.
You see, the men in the studio are getting rather hot now, thinking of bodices.
No. We're just getting rather fed up with being dragged off onto a discussion about television that you've watched recently.
Something amiss.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Anyway, it's worth watching.
Anyway,
what
we'd actually like to do, listener,
if
there's any of you left, you haven't all wandered off to go and watch Poldark to see the continuity errors of the bodice ripping. If you haven't all wandered off and there is somebody out there still, we'd like to hear from you. And you can get in touch with us in all normal ways. You can call us on 01303 874 998. That's 01303 874 998. Or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us while we're live on air is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. And we have had a few hundred tweets in already, but do keep them coming. We will try to read out as many as we can.
They started about 5 this morning.
They did indeed.
Woke me up.
And I think, Jules, you can put your phone down, stop watching reruns of Poldark on your phone, on your new iPhone 6 Plus.
Well, I of course, I hang on your every word. So when you said to me to get a big one, did I like a big one?
She did that just as I was taking a sip of coffee.
I went out and got a large one.
Yeah, obviously.
You know, size is everything, as they say.
Yeah.
Now, Nurse Liz, who's in Maryland with her little feet up
here,
having a little little coffee, she says, I disagree to the Business Bunker show. I disagree, she says. In the US, stumping... Now, do I say this in a Maryland accent?
No, just say it.
Stumping. There's a politician's own PR event, not a debate.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. So she's absolutely right. It's slightly different to a hustings. Although, to be fair, Liz, quite a few hustings here don't allow debate either from the audience. This is a particular type of setup that we've got. But some hustings are just, you know, a politician racking up and telling you what they think. Which is basically what she's saying, the stump is.
I bet she's searching for Poldark now.
I bet she is.
Yeah. Probably banned
anyway,
in the USA.
Anyway, I'm still waiting for you to read an email.
Would you like me to? Okay, yeah. Ready, listener? Whose birthday is it? I've got a couple of birthdays.
Yeah, we'll come to that later. Just read an email. Goodness.
I'm very excited today. With two birthdays. Kent Choices for You Live 2015. This is the 25th and 26th of March. Meet your future workforce, they say. Would you like to be a key feature? Yes, we would. And it says that Kent Choices for You is going from strength to strength. And the next event is Wednesday the 25th and Thursday the 26th of March. It's at Detling Showground in Maidstone. This is organised by KCC and also Medway Council and in partnership with the Kent Messenger Group.
There you
go. Second mention for them today. We're talking about them in the green room. Over 6,000 young people have met over 100 employers and advisors and taken part in interactive demonstrations and seen how they can make their career aspirations a reality. And they're looking for businesses to get involved who care about the future of their organisation and of Kent's people. We're also asking, they say, to bring your HR department for the 2 days. Not only are we expecting over 6,000 young people, but we're expanding the show even more. They do repeat themselves on this. Mm-hmm. They need to sort out their press releases. Anyway, you can contact Sally Bennett, who's the exhibition manager, in various ways. I'm going to read out the phone number if you get your pen ready. You can email her on sally@ashcroftservices.com. You can go onto the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website, where there'll be a link. Or you can go onto their website, which is ashcroftexhibitions.com. And the telephone number is mobile 0787 921 3149.
Thank you for that.
Diligent.
Thank you for that. I'm going to start with some of the tweets, but I also want to make a few mentions as well. Basically, on Sunday, we had the Kent Deaf Children's Expo 2015 at Moat Park in Maidstone. And as some of you may know, I am the president of that august charity, the Kent Deaf Children's Society. And we had a fabulous, fabulous day on Sunday at Moat Park. And I want to say a massive thank you to our patron who came along and was absolutely fabulous, Mr. Phil Gallagher, otherwise known as Mr. Maker from CBBS. And Phil, who is our patron, came along and spent the day with the kids, and there were loads of activities. And I'd also like to say a huge thank you to the lovely Kate Griffiths, theatrical makeup artist, who made the kids look as gross as I've ever seen.
And I can see you're wearing it very well today.
Absolutely.
You look very...
Absolutely.
Strange.
I'll tell you a little story about it off air. Anyway, it was lovely to see Kate and all the other people that helped out on the day. Thank you. And I just want to pre-warn you that the lovely Louise Henley, who is the chair of the Kent Deaf Children's Society, in conjunction with the equally lovely Juliet Shand, have pulled their two charities together, the Kent Deaf Children's Society and the Herbs Palsy Group, to stage a joint fundraiser. And they are staging on May the 9th at Aylesford, just outside Maidstone, a Zumbathon.
Aha.
There's a Zumbathon.
Very good for your snake hips.
Well, there's some weirdness going on, because allegedly there is going to be a sponsorship page where apparently you can sponsor yours truly to lead the Zumbathon dressed bizarrely in various items of what I can only describe as ladies' lingerie. And this is nothing to do with me. I have no idea how this came about, but apparently you can sponsor me to do that, which is bizarre to say the least. But that's going to happen, and we're going to be putting out stuff. There is a Facebook page for the Zumbathon as well, so do check that out. And all the links will be on the community pages at the Kent Business Radio website if you want to find out more about that. But I don't suspect you do, because you need mind bleach after that, I'm afraid. But do support us. Send money by all amounts, you know, just send money, and we promise not to do it or something. What do you reckon?
Are you wearing high heels?
I am wearing anything. I'm not, look.
You're doing it naked.
I have had nothing to do with this. I just get this message saying, this is what we decided. This is what you're doing. Turn up on May the 9th. We've got clothes.
Oh, so you're going to be in stilettos and something.
I have no idea.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But those two are really giving me grief over this.
Well, I can't wait for the photos, Paul.
Absolutely.
Andrews.
We've had a tweet from Lee Willis, who is the chair of the Ancorians Football Club over there in Medway, and he says it's Business Bunker Day. Really looking forward to listening in. And I happen to know that Ancorians had a really good weekend. They won a load of games, because Ancorians have loads and loads of teams playing at all levels of football. They have boys, girls, men, women, disabled teams, deaf teams, all kinds of teams, and they're one of the big community clubs for the Kent region, and I think they had a bit of a good weekend because they won a few cup games. So well done to Lee and all the players over there at Ancorians Football Club.
And the Marigold Club.
And the Marigold Club, Sammy the Starfish, their mascot.
Yeah.
We've had a new listener who's asked for a shout-out on the show. The King's Head in Y.
Why?
Well, because they've asked for a shout-out for the show. And they have got a Greek food and music night tomorrow night.
Oh, a little bouzouki.
Yeah. So they've got a bouzouki player and loads of hummus and all that kind of stuff.
All that dancing.
So that's the King's Head Y. You can find out more about it and follow them on the Twitter at King's Head Y. All one word, King's Head Y, W-Y-E. And their Greek food and music evening is tomorrow evening. So do go along
sounds
to
good
that.
Good, and it's very healthy, you know, Greek food.
Right.
Kleftiko.
What?
Kleftiko.
I beg your pardon?
Slow-cooked lamb to you.
Ah, right, okay.
Phone's ringing.
Oh, it's a phone.
I wonder if that might be Peter Cook.
It might be Mark Smith.
On his chaise longue. It could be Mark Smith.
You're on the Business Bunker Show.
Hello, Paul.
Hello there.
It's Mark here from Witch's Full Stop Shop.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
Yes, not mentioning
not
me.
Not bad at all. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad at all, mate.
Not mentioning me.
I would have phoned in earlier, but I didn't want to interrupt that show with you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, you couldn't stop her in full flow, could you, mate?
No. So I've listened to her now, haven't I?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're sorry you can't be with us in the studio today, but thank you very much for phoning in, and we know how difficult it is with you being so busy and, you know, having loads of transport issues and all the rest
of it. Moving to Faversham, not.
Yeah, and not moving to Faversham by staying put, just to throw me. We will clear this up once and for all. I'll tell you what, Mark, why don't you tell the listener exactly where your lovely stove shop is located?
Yes.
Thank you very much. It's not in Faversham.
Yeah.
We're in Whitstable at the bottom of Ballstall Hill, and it's virtually opposite the Two Boroughs pub.
Right.
Saddleton Road, young
Saddleton
man.
Saddleton Road, yeah, number two. It's the first building you see.
Cool. So, and then why don't you tell our listeners what it is that you actually do there and how you do it and how long you've been doing it and why you're doing it and all that kind of nice stuff.
Thank you very much. Well, it's good timing, actually, because I sponsored the show at the beginning of the month.
You did, indeed.
It was basically the my first year's anniversary here.
Wow.
Is it?
So it's another birthday. Okay.
Yeah, I've been obviously working with my business partner before that, but I've gone into it now for myself.
Right.
I'm the owner, the runner, the dog's body, the everything. So
up and down chimneys.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
Oh.
No, I don't know. I've got.
He's got a small boy for that. For shoving up a chimney. Or have I got that wrong as well?
Well, we're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to employ child labour anymore. What's the world coming to?
No, it's all above board nowadays. It has to be. Lots of rules and regulations.
I'm sure. Yeah.
You know, lining chimneys, etc. So, I don't employ them. I have people that do most of their work for me. HETAS accredited engineers.
Right.
So they've been installing for years and years, and luckily I'm really lucky, you know, to have them on board. So.
Right.
So they've done around about 200 installs in this year. So.
Wow. So tell me that again, 200?
Yeah, it's going very well.
That was just yesterday.
200 this year, since January the 1st?
This year that I've been doing it for myself.
Oh, right, I see.
Okay. Over the last 12 months.
Okay, that's still a phenomenal amount of installs.
It is a lot. They work really hard.
And Marky, are you doing wood burners or have you got multi-fuel?
Well, both, really.
Okay.
You know, there's only a slight difference between a multi-fuel and a log burner.
What is the difference?
Well, multi-fuel stoves generally have a grate at the bottom, a riddling grate.
Right.
Okay. Wood likes to sit on a flat surface. It's just the way the materials burn.
Right, okay.
Okay, so wood burns better on a flat surface.
Cool.
And perhaps sitting on some ash. But, the multi-fuel has a grate
and you can riddle
that.
And I've also seen on your Facebook page that you've gone into things like barbecues and pizza ovens.
Well, if there's one thing that a learning curve teaches you is that you have to be dynamic on what you're actually doing. And last summer, everyone in the industry was complaining that it was dead on stoves.
Right.
As it does most years anyway, but it was pretty bad. Mm. So I've had to diversify somewhat, and I've got into, I don't want to mention brand names, but
Ah, go on.
Okay, there's Primo grills then, Primo ceramic grills.
Right.
They're a wonderful piece of kit, an insulated egg-shaped barbecue, basically, that can be used.
So is that like a plancha, what I would call a plancha?
You might, Jules.
Yes, in my cosmopolitan way, Mark.
I see.
Is it like a big hot griddle?
It's an egg-shaped barbecue, and it can be used for smoking food and grilling it, and, you know.
So you would sear, on it as well?
You can do, yeah. It's a barbecue.
It's barbecue-shaped. How difficult is that?
No, well, look,
you can't get a start.
Mark, you'll have to come round to my house because I've got a plancha.
Watch it.
I've got a plancha with a big barbecue lid that comes over, and I had to get it from, would you believe, Switzerland.
All right.
Because I couldn't get them in the UK. So if you come round, I'll show it to you. You might like it.
I'll show you.
We're talking about Poldark.
We're back to Poldark again.
I'll show you, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah. And if she offers to tell you that it's in the wardrobe, run, Mark. Just run. Just don't ask why. Just run.
Well, you told me that behind the scenes already, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Stay away from Jules's wardrobe. There are bodies in there.
We're talking about coming round. I think I must put an open day on at the shop.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have all this cooking gear. Mm. Perhaps I can get Paul Barbara down to.
You could.
Yeah, barbecue or curry.
Well, he's on my superior show next week, Scoff and Quaff.
Oh, right. That's good.
Well, maybe we could get one of your. I could wheel one of your things in and he could do it outside in the courtyard. In the studio.
For food.
Paul would love it if you did it in the studio.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk to him and perhaps we can do something.
Next to the curtains.
Yeah. Mark, thank you so much for joining us. I know it was difficult for you to get away to do that, and we do appreciate it. And you are going to come on in a couple of weeks when you've got a bit of spare time and actually join us in the studio. For the moment, give us a shout out for your website where people could go and look at some of the stuff that you're selling and installing.
Okay, well, really, I think I do more. The website does need a revamp. I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to have a look at it, really. But, Facebook and Twitter are basically...
Okay, they're the roots. So give us a... do you know your Facebook page off the top of your head?
Well, it's Whitstable Stove Shop.
It's Whitstable Stove Shop on the Facebook.
Not?
And why not?
And the Twitter is Whitstable Stove.
Cool.
So I keep those up to date and let people know what's happening there.
Absolutely. I've seen all your stuff on your Facebook page, yeah. and so that's really cool. So do have a look at that, Whitstable Stove Shop on Facebook, and you can see what Mark is up to with his wood burners, pizza ovens, barbecues, and various other... burning, cooking, and heating instruments.
That's very kind of you to do all that, Paul. And thanks. You know, the last year, the number of mentions you've given me has just been
absolutely. No, absolutely.
We love you.
Yeah, the show is about supporting our new small and medium sized businesses in the county.
Yeah,
and and we wish you much continued success. And you've made a fantastic start of your first year, and we hope your second year just goes from strength to strength. Mark Smith, thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure to hear from you, and we hope to speak to you soon.
Thank you very much.
All right, mate. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, he's lovely, Mark Smith.
Mark Smith from the Whitstable Safe Shop in Whitstable.
They apparently in Poldark, they learnt about that speaking with the dialect because their jaws in those days, 18th century, were a lot tighter because of the wind and living so close to the sea.
That'll learn them to eat beans then, won't it?
So they didn't. They clenched their jaw.
Right.
Did you know that, Paul Andrews?
No, that sounds like an urban myth to me.
Fascinating.
Sounds like an urban myth to me. We've had a tweet from another new listener, Evil Owl Digital.
Oh, that's a nice one.
That's a nice name, isn't it?
Evil Owl
Digital. Could we have a shout-out, please? And yes, you can, Evil Owl Digital. And there it is. And you can follow them on the Twitter. And it's just Evil Owl Digital, all in one word. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. We've had a tweet from the lovely Angela Briar Stevenson. Another Journey Begins. Says she's looking forward to a great show. Sorry, we've only got this one. and also, Viatec Heating have tweeted in. Yes, please, could you give us a shout out for Viatec Heating? We're a Kent-based plumbing and heating installers who believe in the old-fashioned quality of workmanship. And you can follow these guys on Twitter at Viatec Heating. Let me spell that for you. It's V-I-E-T-E-C. H-E-A-T-I-N-G. Viatec Heating, V-I-E-T-E-C Heating, Vitec Heating, on the Twitter. Do give them a follow. They are plumbing and heating installers, and they believe in quality workmanship. And also, a lady that I know very well, but haven't seen for a long, long time, has tweeted in, Jilly Monk, and she says, please could you give us a shout-out? Do you remember Jilly?
Yes.
Jilly came on the show in the very early days when we very first started the show. She came on the show. And she runs a company called All Health Matters, and they do all kinds of health-related things like vaccinations and holiday jabs and stuff like that. What are you sniggering at?
No, I've just found pole dart topless.
Oh, she's still going on about it.
I'm going to send it to Nurse Liz.
Anyway, a huge shout-out for the folks over there at All Health Matters and to the lovely Jilly Monk. As Jules alluded to a couple of times already, and we've just found out it's Mark's first anniversary in business.
Yes.
It's also a birthday for a couple of regular listeners today. So we're going to wish happy birthday to Pete Cook.
Peter Cook.
Of Academy of Rock.
Who's on a chaise longue?
I sent him some birthday wishes earlier, and he replied saying, I'm stretched on a chaise longue in my leopard skin underwear. Please wrap up Jules and send her over.
He wouldn't want me. I've got a stinking cold.
No.
I'd have to come with Vic.
Yeah, absolutely. Is he available?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he's at your house, isn't he?
Yeah. So, happy birthday to Peter. And it's also... I don't know if I can tell you this.
I know, Laura Burton.
As no one's listening, I'll tell you. It's the big 4-0 for the lovely Laura. Sorry, Laura.
She's gone out for lunch.
Has she?
She said she couldn't wait for you to mention her. She's gone off.
Right.
Barrister Brokers whisked her off somewhere romantic.
Right.
She'll listen back.
We're wishing a massive happy birthday, though, to the lovely Laura Burton Lawrence. And have a fabulous day, all of you folks. So happy birthday to you two guys. Happy anniversary to Mark Smith. And this is just for you.
Time will bring, or in peace our hearts will sing. Thanks to my. should be spent, and for remembrance of those who lived and died for the oneness of our people. So let us all begin. We know there's nothing to win, but I'll still hold it in.
Right now, there are small business owners like you claiming back on average £46,000 from the government. You see, the government wants to reimburse companies for innovation. What does this mean for you? Well, put simply, if your staff have spent time and resources developing your business, you could claim back cash. We're RIFT. We're specialists in preparing claims for small businesses. To find out from RIFT if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk.
JobsInKent.com. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and her, Jules Sirkin. We've now got a pole dart special going on, and a lovely lady called Isabella has just tweeted me to say that she's got a whole blog post up about pole dart, and Jules has now wandered off to read it. So that's good news, at least.
He looks good on a horse, too. And when he's mowing, hoeing the fields bare-chested, very pleasant.
Okay, fine. Thank you for that. We really needed to know that. We've had a tweet from Fruit Bowl Media that says, "Hi, Vanilla Web, shout out for us, please. We're a web design agency specialising in startup and small SME websites, as you know, because we created the Kent Business Radio website." They did indeed. And what a fabulous website it is, too. And we're really pleased with it. We've also had a tweet from another new listener, Touchbase Media. A mention would be great, please. Here at Touchbase Media, we bring high-quality video production and photography to Kent. And you can follow those guys on the Twitter at Touchbase Media number one. Touchbase Media one. That's the number one, Touchbase Media one. And also, Cars from Kent. "Hello, Vanilla Web. Can you give us a mention, please? We're the place to buy or sell your next car in Kent. Our website is carsfromkent.com. Cheers." That's okay, guys.
Good luck with that. He's a tall man, isn't he, there?
Sorry?
It's Kevin, isn't it? The tall guy that came on our show from Cars in Kent?
No.
The bass player, what was his name?
No, that's Kevin Moorhen, and he's 166 Asbestos.
Oh.
Cars from Kent happens to be a guy called Mitch White.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Really. Gillian Smithson has said, "Vanilla Web, morning, Paul. Gillian Smithson, bridal hair and makeup, massage therapy, for the Harmony Therapy Trust. And you can find out all about Gillian at her website, which is gillianmisson.com. I will spell that for you. That's Gillian with a G, GILLIANSMISSEN, gillianmisson.com. We'll put a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website, as we always do. If you ever want to find out anything that we talk about on the show, there is a link on the Business Bunker website.
Aidan Turner?
What about Aidan Turner?
Will he be on the Business Bunker with the
no,
link?
No, because he hasn't tweeted me. When he tweets me, I'll put it up.
Okay, I'm sure it can be arranged.
He could be my new biggest follower.
Well, Boy George tweets me.
I know, Boy George
me.
Is my... Well, he's my and new you? Biggest follower of the week.
Yeah.
George.
He is.
Bless him.
He does a show on a Friday night.
Friday and Tuesday night. He's on tonight.
Tonight.
He's on tonight, 11 o'clock.
He's
on
fabulous.
Channel Radio. Here on Channel Radio, Boy
I love
George.
It. I love his music.
With a club culture show. So do listen into that. And we've also had a tweet from My Tunbridge Wells. Hi, Paul. I would love it if you could mention my new blog, mytunbridgewells.com. Family activities and events in and around Tunbridge Wells. So that's mytunbridgewells.com is the website. And you can follow these guys on the Twitter at my_T_Wells. my_T_Wells. And their website, mytunbridgewells.com. So do check that out.
Tunbridge Wells, there's a lot going on, isn't there? It's a very sort of cosmopolitan area.
Is it?
I think so.
Have you just discovered it? She doesn't normally get over West Kent Way.
Well.
They don't normally let her out of
East
Kent.
Only if you drive me.
Yeah, yeah.
And that picture you put out of me, by the way, with the Jack Daniels, very unfair.
Well, I thought it was quite good.
Yes, yeah, I know you
it
did.
Was representative.
Yes.
Only because I was getting grief. EcoSan have tweeted in, we'd love a shout out please, and that's Sonia from EcoSan, Sonia Wood. We love the Business Bunker show. Thank you, Sonia. Thank you for all the guys over there at EcoSan. Do follow them on the Twitter. You can follow them at EcoSan Services. That's ECOSAN Services, all one word, EcoSan Services. Or you can follow the lovely Sonia at Sonia, SONJA, Sonia EcoSan. So follow one or both, please. And Sonia's going to be on the Business Bunker show in a couple of weeks' time as well, and we're really looking forward to that, because they have a fabulously interesting business over there in Ashford. Cool. You can do one more email, and then we're going to talk to our first guest.
Good. Virally, this is 7 p.m. on March the 26th, which is when?
Thursday,
thank you. We're holding a free course, they say, and network event at Fruitworks. This is 77 Stour Street in Canterbury, just off the main drag there. So as I said, it's 7 p.m. There will be drinks, nibbles and guest speakers and networking. You can get a free ticket by signing up. Best thing to do is either go onto fruitworks.co.uk.
No, it's .co.
.co.
I've told you this
a million times.
Yeah.
And also, of course, Kent Business Radio. It'll be on there, but it's this Thursday, 7 p.m. It's a free ticket, but you get drinks, nibbles and guest speakers at Virally. It's called Introduction to Internet Marketing. I may well go to that. Sounds very interesting.
It'll be a cracking event.
Yeah?
It will be a cracking event. I can't go to it.
Why?
I'm presenting awards at the Kent Women in Business Awards.
Are you wearing the same thing you're wearing for the Kent Deaf Children's Zumba?
No.
Are you wearing your green velvet jacket?
No.
Oh, got something new?
No. I'm not going to expand on that. Ha, that's a pun.
Expand. Were you wearing a cummerbund?
No. I couldn't get the jacket on.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, because I haven't had a kitchen for 5 months and I've been living on kebabs. I've put on weight and I couldn't get my green velvet dinner jacket on.
I think that's just
that
an excuse.
I wore 3 months ago.
You could have just got a Riverford box and chopped it all up.
Why would I wear a box? You're an idiot, woman.
To eat in your kitchen.
You're an idiot, woman.
To eat in the kitchen.
Anyway, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I want to talk to someone
sensible.
Let's
talk to our lovely guest.
Let's talk to our lovely first guest. Yes. It's an absolute delight and pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker show the lovely Doreen Flies. Doreen, I can't remember exactly when it was you were on last time.
I think it was 2012.
Gosh, that's
right, okay,
why
so
I can't remember.
So it's a few years ago.
Yeah.
Was it in this? Were we still in the studio, or were we in the old studio?
Just moved in.
We just moved in. Okay, yes. Yeah.
Little suitcase is still there.
Yeah.
They?
So we gave you a paintbrush and made you paint a wall or something.
Yeah. You tried.
Yeah. Cool. Well, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome you back onto the show. One of the reasons, and there's loads of reasons why we've got you on, apart from the fact that we just like you. There's some things that we want to talk about, and there's a kind of plea request that we want to put out. But before we do that, why don't you just tell people about Epic and what you do and how you do it and what it's all about? Because it's a fascinating thing that you do. It's incredibly useful. And funnily enough, completely separate from what you were doing, there were some people talking about, I got a tweet on a different account that I've got yesterday with someone asking me if there was anywhere in Kent I knew where kids could go to learn coding, which was interesting. So why don't you tell us a bit about what Epic does?
Well, Epic sort of started when my daughter was four.
Right.
We wanted to find somewhere where basically geeky kids, which tend to be like single interest or narrow interest children, can sort of meet each other.
Right.
And where they can basically love what they love.
Right.
At the moment, it tends to be Minecraft.
Okay.
They're sort of obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the sort of really interesting thing about Minecraft is that it helps youngster to learn how to become possibly engineers somewhere down the line.
Okay. Yeah, just for our listeners that are a bit ancient, like Jules and stuff, could you give us a very brief overview of what Minecraft actually is?
Minecraft is a construction-based game. It's basically digital Lego.
Right.
But it has a very fundamental difference from Lego. So going back to Sabrina, when we gave her a box of Lego, she was trying to make a house or make something. And, well, less it didn't look like anything.
Right.
It was just sort of blocks. And she would say, "Mummy, this is a house." And once she told me, I could tell that it was a house. And it wasn't until she started to engage with Minecraft, which is a bottom-up sort of way of building things.
Right.
You put one block on the bottom, and then you have to think how to construct something.
Right.
It wasn't until she engaged with Minecraft, which she went back to Lego, and Lego started looking like a house.
Right, okay.
Rather than some random thing.
So it's almost like an ability to design an architectural blueprint.
It is exactly that. Yeah. It's basically within sort of architecture, there is something that's called CAD, which is computer-aided design.
Mm.
And Minecraft is one of these games that just happens to be CAD-oriented. So
right, okay.
for children that are very much into Minecraft, with a little bit of scaffolding by somebody that knows about CAD, they could become CAD designers.
Right, okay.
Something as simple as that.
And that is something that is incredibly important at the moment, because we do have a skill shortage in engineers and
totally.
Well, all STEM skills, actually.
Yeah. But sort of CAD is, I remember when I went to university, and I went to university as a mature student, they put me in front of CAD and, what is this?
Right.
And it was sort of, because conceptually you have to sort of think in a different way when you're sort of building in CAD to when you're doing it in the physical world.
Yeah.
And if our little... You know, if our kids can be introduced to something like that, then at the very least, if they're addicted to Minecraft, they have a CAD career somewhere down the line.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Funnily enough, many, many years ago, because I am incredibly old, many, many years ago, I worked for an organization. I worked in IT, and we deployed one of the very first 3D CAD systems on a large scale. We were actually designing and building petrochemical refineries and nuclear power stations. And basically, the changeover from manual drawing to computer-aided design had such a massive effect. It was unbelievable. If you could imagine the scale of a petrochemical plant and what it took to draw something like that, and then you got part of the way through the drawing and discovered that it didn't quite go somewhere, so you needed to change something, even as small as one bolt or one type of thread, it would destroy the entire plan.
Yes, the impact is really huge when you're doing it by hand.
Absolutely. But on a CAD system, you change the bolt and the drawing reassembles itself to take account of the new dimensions. Absolutely unbelievable.
So, I mean, sort of man hours are much reduced
with
sort of the use of technology. But it is a very skilled...
Absolutely.
I mean, even my other half, who's a really sort of good engineer.
That's probably the biggest understatement I've heard. She's not going to tell you why. I mean, Nick's got to be the biggest geek in the world.
he is up there with them.
Yeah, super geek, yeah.
And but you know, he was sort of trying to do CAD, because we now own three 3D printers,
right?
Okay. One liquid and two filaments.
Oh wow!
And
do the kids get to use those?
Not yet, because we haven't transferred their skills.
Right, okay.
So that's one of the projects I'm sort of working with under Arts Award, which is right. Arts Council.
Right.
To try and find a way of using their Minecraft skills, transferring that skill within a framework so it's easy to transfer,
right.
And then seeing whether they can then go and use the 3D printers on their own.
Okay, cool. So there's so many things we could talk about
yes.
there, because I was tweeting out a blog that we've got on the Kempis Radio website about 3D cars.
Mm.
There are a few companies now that are offering 3D cars, 3D
yeah,
printed cars.
Yeah, that looks amazing.
It does, doesn't it? I actually want to have a go. It looks a bit like a car Noddy would have driven back in the
well,
day.
Well, you'd know about that, wouldn't you?
Don't start.
Yeah, you would.
But, you know... It's just, it's like any technology, isn't it? You've got to start somewhere, and you start small, and then it builds from there. It's absolutely fantastic and fabulous potential of all of this technology. But of course, none of it will be any use unless we produce young people today with the skills later down the line to actually make all of this kind of happen. And that's really where you've come in with Epic Hub, really, isn't it?
So yes, I mean, you know, it's... We have lots of youngsters that have natural ability to be engineers, but possibly they're not conforming to the expectation of schools, or they haven't managed to hit a grammar school, or they've got into trouble. So I heard of, I'm not going to mention which school, but there was one lad, 15, was failing all of his exams, really did not want to engage with education.
Yeah.
And then they put him in a special place, which had lots of engineering and lots of furniture building and mechanics. And all of a sudden, he just discovered a whole new world.
Mm.
They put him on a CAD course. He finished the CAD course in 3 weeks when it was a 13-week course.
Wow.
And when he was asked, you know, how? You know, you're failing everything, but you've magically managed to do this.
Yeah.
His answer is, I play a lot of Minecraft, and Minecraft is this.
Yeah.
And as a result, he's now doing an apprenticeship. You know, he's just 16. In one of the engineering firms.
Fantastic. I'm not going to get on a stump, soapbox, hustings or anything else about this, but it is one of my soapbox things. It is how we failed with education in this country to address a lot of people that have incredibly interesting talents or abilities to develop talents, and our education system isn't really highly geared up to help that.
Well, it's no, the education is just there for the middle children.
Pigeonholed, isn't it?
It's a place where, you know, sort of society has extremes and schools are not able to deal
with that.
Extremes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So that's what the fantastic work you guys are doing over in Epic. And that's it's a community interest company, I believe.
No, we're just a normal sort of club.
Right, okay.
The intention is that anything that we make, we plow back into tools.
Yeah.
So we bought 10 Raspberry Pis
right.
through the Kano Group.
Okay.
Because there's lots of educational content. We sort of take our kids also to go and meet Mozilla.
Right.
So we have a big event in November with the Mozilla Foundation MozFest.
Right.
Where we have about 2,000 square foot of space that's going to be used for and by the youth to basically do projects that they've been working with me over the last few months. So they're going to sort of share with a wider audience, have discussions. And importantly, sort of reflect on the process.
Absolutely.
It's not just about taking part, but it's about reflecting.
Yeah. Tell our listeners, I'll tell you why in a minute, tell our listeners what a Raspberry Pi is.
A Raspberry Pi is a really fantastic little handheld computer.
Mm-hmm.
You can even run a web server on it. That's how powerful.
I'll tell you what else you can run on it. You can run a radio station on it. You
yes.
can broadcast streams, because that's exactly what you're listening to at the moment. We are broadcasting this stream through
a Raspberry Pi.
We are indeed.
I never knew. Awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah, there you go.
I never knew.
And they cost a whopping...
£21.
21 quid.
They are sort of within the world of geeks very popular.
Mm.
We've even sort of for the company that we also sort of work for, IronCube, we've been asked to create a loader for the Raspberry Pi.
Right, okay.
So which we're sort of working on at the moment for security for PHP, because people are sort of using it as mini web servers.
Absolutely.
But the problem with the Raspberry Pi, and there is one fundamental problem, it's an adult toy.
Yeah.
And when you give it to a kid, they expect a laptop.
Yeah.
And, you know, our children are such consumers today.
Yeah.
If it doesn't look like a laptop, if it doesn't smell like a laptop, it's not a laptop and it's not a computer.
Yeah.
And so what we're trying to do with our Raspberry Pi is initially we sort of scaffold it with laptops because that's what they expect.
Yeah, of course.
And then we sort of show them what the Raspberry can do, which is sometimes more powerful than a laptop that we've been sort of donated.
Absolutely. That's not easy to say, is it? Clapped out laptop. She did it very well, but I thought, blimey, I couldn't handle that. Clapped out laptop. So that leads us nicely into the appeal that we want to put out today. So why don't you tell the listener what it is we're looking for here?
Okay, so last year we ran a laptop appeal, which you've helped, and that was sort of, it generated quite a lot of them. They've now all gone to little people that want to basically explore how to make with technology.
Mm.
And it's much like if you want your kid to be a pianist. My seven-year-old just took her grade one piano, and she was able to do that because since she's one, we've let her use the piano, so she knows the tool piano. And it was really easy then to scaffold, again, the technology, the music technology, so that she could do sight reading and various other things. But if she'd also had to learn the tool piano at the same time, it would have been really difficult.
Mm.
And so technology is the same thing. You need the kids to have tools.
Mm.
You know, to us, it's maybe a piece of consumerism. But if they want to learn to code, especially, or to play with the Raspberry Pi or anything like that, they need to have those tools at hand.
Mm.
We're sort of starting to work with NAS, which is the National Autistic Society down in Margate.
Right.
Two of our youth mentors that we've been training are also volunteers there. And they want to create a geek corner. Because a lot of youngsters that are statemented in one sense are narrow or single interest children, and it's better to align to their interest than try to enforce your viewpoint.
Absolutely, yeah.
It just doesn't work if you force
You care.
You know, you have to work with what you have and what they like.
Yeah.
And technology does happen to be one of these things that they gravitate towards.
Yeah.
So it was sort of proposed that I give them my stock of netbooks.
Right.
Because they're portable and they're sort of, you know, half a laptop size kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you can fit five of those in a laptop bag.
Right.
But to do that, I need to get some more laptops in so that my kids that come to my group can still play Minecraft and can still learn to code with Java and Minecraft and various other things. So we're sort of exhibiting also at Ken Choices for You.
Yes.
So we will have a pickup point there for anybody that wants to drop a laptop tomorrow and the day after.
Okay.
We have a big stand. And we're going to be doing sort of events there as well, like build your own Raspberry Pi, WebMaker, which is a Mozilla sort of tool, which is a lot of fun.
Mm.
And two of our kids are also going to be doing hacking WordPress.
Right.
Live.
Okay.
So showing vulnerabilities to other youngsters so that when they do create WordPress, they can think about the security implications.
Yeah, absolutely.
At the same time.
Absolutely.
And so we're looking for any sort of laptops
that
people may have
that
are sort of lingering in a cupboard somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they just feel like going to buy out a new one for themselves, they can give me their existing one.
Yeah, they need to be working laptops.
Yeah, I mean,
we don't want your old junk.
You know, as long as they're working, even if the battery isn't working, it doesn't matter as long as it has a power cord.
Right.
And then we'll repurpose them and put a new operating system on them. We'll wipe it all clean.
Mm.
We have a license for this stuff to collect in old sort of computer junk and sort of wipe them clean and everything.
Mm.
And then we sort of just give it back to the community on a need-by-need basis,
fabulous.
Be it basically a youngster or a community like NAS, which is just a pilot project. And if that works, then we'll start working with other NAS groups to create geek corners in their own settings.
Cool. So you can find Doreen and her group at Kent Choices for You at the County Showground over the next couple of days. Do you know what the stand number is that you're on?
223.
You can find Doreen on stand 223. So if you are going along to that event, and it is a great event, we've got some details about it later that we'll tell you about. If you are going along to that event and you've got a netbook or a laptop that is surplus to requirements, or you're just feeling generous, you're just feeling generous. And I tell you what, buy yourself a new laptop and give your old one. Yeah. All of our listeners deserve that, don't they, Doreen?
Totally.
You all deserve a new laptop.
Go find a new, lovely, shiny laptop.
Yeah, buy yourself a new one and then give your old one to Doreen. And you can do that by visiting her stand, 223.
223, yes, in the science and technology area. Yeah.
Is there any way, if people can't get along to that, is there any other way they can get hold of you to donate any of this stuff?
We have a collection hub in Canterbury,
right,
at the Lakesview Business Park.
Okay.
So they can always drop one off, and I've sort of been using also a social media sort of platform called Street Life.
Right.
And quite a few people have already sort of donated extra laptops, and I have to go physically collect them.
But so is that the Twitter handle, Street Life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's I will, within a reasonable, because I do a lot of traveling between here and London because of the stuff I do with Mozilla.
Right.
So I can actually sort of just break my journey, collect a laptop if needed.
Fabulous. And I'm sure people will be happy to drop them over to Lakeside or whatever. Yeah. Lakeview or whatever. And do you have a website where people can find out more about the work that you're doing?
We have, so we have a website, which is EPIC, which is epik.org.uk.
Cool.
We also have Twitter. So we have quite a lot of followers on Twitter, which is at EPIC Hub. Mm-hmm. Again, with the K, not the C. Mm-hmm. And we also have a couple of pages on Facebook.
Fantastic. You can find all of those ways to find out more about what Doreen and her group are doing and to find out how to donate again. And all of those links are already on the Kent Business Radio website. So if you on the homepage, if you just click on Doreen's name, it has links to all of those websites, Twitter handles, Facebook pages. So do buy yourself a new laptop and donate your old one. I insist, and if you don't, I'll send Jules around to sort you out, and you wouldn't like that at all. Doreen, thank you so much for joining us once again. Keep on keeping on with what you're doing. It's fabulously important work, and we really love the work you're doing, and we're always happy to try and support you in any way we can with what you're doing.
Okay, thank you for asking.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you for coming on. What we're going to do now is we're going to have a little break halfway through the show.
And a Kit Kat.
A little stress break, and then when we come back, we'll talk to our second guest. So, here we go.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.